Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Aya. May I please have your zip code?
89015.
Your name?
Judy or Judith Towns, T-O-W-N-E-S.
Thank you. And for security, confirm the address for me.
400 Mona Lane, number 44, Henderson, Nevada, 89015.
Thank you, ma'am. I have your account located with the Extreme Foot Massager with the Gadget membership. How can I be of assistance?
Yeah, what in the heck is the charge of $67.32 charged to my account today?
That's the Gadget membership for the foot massager free gift that you ordered?
No. It's a free gift, and I paid for the shipping. That's all I authorized. What is this membership bit?
Because you accepted a free gift that was provided exclusively because you were signing up for the Gadget membership, which gets you a $125 gift card each month until you call to discontinue.
Discontinue because I didn't even authorize it.
Gotcha.
I was receiving a free gift from another service. And like an idiot, I went ahead with the foot thing, and I should have just shut off the computer.
I gotcha. I do sincerely apologize for any misunderstanding, though. Per your request, I've terminated your account. And is there any further questions?
Well, the bank will be contacting you to get that charge off of my account. I've already called the bank.
Okay, I do understand. Now, what they're going to do is give you that temporary credit while they do the investigation. We turn over the terms and conditions. Once we give them that, they do have to honor the company's charges by law, so that's not going to benefit you the way you think it will. But I'll be more than happy to see if there's something I can do to help you out, okay?
Please, because I am not paying for something I did not see whatsoever on that form.
Gotcha. It was where you checked the box that stated you were 18 or older and that you had read, accepted, and understood the terms and conditions. So I do sincerely apologize for any misunderstanding, Judith. But I'm going to place you on a quick hold and see what I can do, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Give me another moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to do since there was a pretty big misunderstanding, okay? I've terminated your account. Right. I've been there, I promise you. I've terminated your account, which is going to prevent any future billings, and that's effective as of today. Regarding the charge that's on your account already, since you're calling during the customer appreciation month, what I'm going to do as a one-time courtesy is issue the 50% discount that we're giving all future our ongoing customers to you in the form of a refund, and that'll reflect back to your account in about 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Just 50%?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I'm just really, who was the company that gave me my quote free gift?
Yes, ma'am. The name of the company that was signed up with was Extreme Discount Supply. We're a gadget company. It's an online gadget store. You get a $125 gift card with each gadget fee, membership fee you do each month with our company. A lot of people utilize this for like holidays and birthday shopping for presents and stuff. Because it has all the newest tech.
This was offered at a company I do business with,
mm-hmm.
and it was a free gift.
Yes, ma'am. The free gift was given to you.
No, I know, but give me the name of the company that gave me that free gift.
The company that was providing the free gift is a website company. It's an online store. Try getextremediscountsupply.com.
I don't recognize that name.
You would have to. So I'm not certain what third party, like big box store that you were going through the survey wise, but at the end of the survey, it prompted a free gift to our service or with any of the others as well. I think there's like four or five different companies they do that with as well. They give you an opportunity for the free gift, but you have to read the terms and conditions to understand the full offer, because that's where we're required to input that information by law.
Okay, because I have never gotten into something like this before.
I gotcha. And again, I do sincerely apologize for any misunderstanding. But did you want me to go ahead and process that 50% courtesy credit for you?
I guess so, but the bank will be contacting you, because I don't feel I authorized that check.
So if you're still going to dispute it, we're not going to be able to refund anything at all. Because what's going to happen is that's going to negate the courtesy credit we're providing you with. Because once they do that investigation, they do find our charge valid. They have to honor the company's billings, which means the courtesy credit I'm offering you, they won't give it to you either. So that's still going to leave you with the short end of the stick. Hold the line a moment. Okay, Judith, it is a same-day billing, so I just went ahead and null and voided your gift card for the $125. I did issue a refund for the $67.32. Is there any further questions?
No. And
thanks
for
calling
your help.
Thanks for calling customer support.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.